Yeah.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, Chase. My name is Rosemary Grisanti. I just got a call from my bank about a charge for $59.95, and it's from the same phone number that I paid $5.95 for shipping and handling for something. It was supposed to have been free. Can you tell me what this is?
Yeah, I'll see if I can look at the charges for you here. What would be your zip code?
33435.
Thank you for that. And what was the first and last name on that order?
Rosemary Grisanti.
Okay.
Grizanti.
Thank you for that. Okay, got you here. And for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
2515 Northeast First Court, Apartment 113, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33435.
Okay, thank you for that. So I'm showing here, you are correct. We have, July the 9th, where we have the $5.95 in shipping for the Pure Smartwatch, which is the fitness watch there to help track steps. Now, the fitness watch there, when you pay the shipping on the same screen where you type in your card information, you have a terms and conditions section with the box you check agreeing that you're 18 years or older into the terms. And that's where it would detail that once a customer pays the shipping, it will start a 14-day trial for that smartwatch. It's a try before you buy period there to test out the watch. If you do decide to keep the watch there, then it is a one-time charge at the end of the trial, which would be the $59.95 charge.
Well, I guess I'll just have to send it back. Where will I send it to?
Okay.
I got it already. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know what that smartwatch that came in the mail. I did not see that where it was a trial period, okay? It just said free shipping and handling if you, what was it? It was like it's supposed to be a free thing because I answered a survey or something.
Okay, I see. Well, if you would like, I can apply a discount that would get you 35% off and you'd still be able to keep it.
How much would that be?
Let's see.
Yeah, I did. I paid the $5.95 shipping and handling. Yes, I did. Okay, so how much is that thing?
That would take you down to $38.97.
Okay. No, mine stopped. I had one before, and it stopped all of a sudden for no reason. I charged it every day and everything. But anyhow, for $38.97, can you do any better than that? Because this was like a shock. The bank called me and they were going to block my card because I didn't know what it was.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Let me see if it will allow me. Yeah, there's an option there. Okay, so I can apply my employee discount here for you. That would get you 50% off of that. That would be, let me see.
Probably $29.95.
$29.98, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me call the bank and tell them to approve the $29.98 then, but not the $59.95.
Right.
So
right.
You have to credit me that and then take out the $29.98.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it looks like the $59.95 was a decline charge. So it would just, I'll put it in the system to reattempt, we'll say tomorrow just to give you time, but I'll have it reattempt the $29.98.
Okay, where are you located? Where is the company located?
The company is actually located out of Colorado, but our call center here is located in Georgia.
Okay, all right, I'm going to call the bank and tell them not to block my card. But then you're going to resubmit it for $29.98, and I'll tell the bank that too.
Okay, good deal. If you have any questions or concerns, we are 24/7 here, so you should be able to reach us at any time.
Okay, and they need to put that warning a little bit bigger so that people can see it, okay?
Okay,
that
yes,
it's a trial period, because it was supposed to be a free thing because I filled out a survey, so obviously that was wrong. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.